The piercing low temperatures come from an Arctic air mass that drips down into North America, explained by climate scientist Jennifer Francis with the Woods Hole Research Center in Massachusetts.
The polar vortex has split. So not only are we having kind of a run-of-the-mill transfer of cold air from Canada, which is kind of the more typical thing, but we're also seeing this reinforcement from this polar vortex in the stratosphere.
Francis says a polar vortex split has been relatively rare, but occurs more frequently in recent years. Research so far has pointed to climate change, a warm air mass that travels to the North Pole as a result of melting sea ice in Russia.
When you have open ocean there instead of ice, a lot more heat from the ocean can be transferred up into the atmosphere, which basically expands the layer of air, because when air warms, it expands. Think of a top spinning over the North Pole. And here comes this bump, and it kind of sends the top off wobbling away.
It's likely it won't happen again this year, but scientist Jennifer Francis says it's not impossible. I'm Meng Santos, WBGO News.